Well, happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope things are going well for you. By the way, as a follow-up to yesterday, did anyone play an April Fool's joke on you yesterday, and did you fall for it? Well, I tried to warn you so you would be ready. Today in our devotion, we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, which really is a continuation, if you will, of the argument, the reasoning, the teaching that he's doing in chapter 1. And he makes the point back in chapter 1 that the wisdom of God, Jesus being crucified for our salvation, is foolishness to the world. But the wisdom of the world is actually foolishness to God. And so he continues in this chapter by saying that really the only true wisdom exists in your relationship with Christ. And that he goes so far as to say even his own wisdom, Paul's own wisdom, is nothing apart from Jesus, because, you know, they were arguing, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Peter or Cephas, I'm of Paul. And Paul's saying, I'm really nothing. I don't have any special wisdom in and of my, he said, my only message is Jesus Christ and him crucified. And back in chapter 1, in verse 23, we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews, a stumbling block, and to the Gentiles, a foolishness. He said, that's me. My message is just Jesus. It's nothing special about me or my gifts. It's all about Jesus. And so he says in chapter 2, my preaching is not fancy. Paul, in some sense, is saying if he was around in 2024, he would not have the top-rated religious program on TV. That just wasn't his preaching style. And so look at what he says in the opening verses of chapter 2. He said, now, when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech. I wasn't, you know, this great speaker or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. So when I came teaching you, preaching to you the word, the testimony of God, the witness, the word of God, it wasn't with, you know, wisdom, man's wisdom, and it wasn't with this superiority, this great speaking gift. He said in verse 2, I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. He said, I wasn't trying to impress you with my speech. I just wanted you to know about the crucified Jesus Christ. Verse 4, he said, my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. He said, I didn't try to use all these, you know, fancy arguments to manipulate you. And when I just preached Jesus, I just preached the crucified Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's still great advice for anyone who would preach or teach or witness even today. Now, he goes on in this chapter to say, you know, and we talked about a little bit yesterday in chapter 1, that because we're in Christ, we have a wisdom the world doesn't have. It. The wisdom of God seems foolish to the world, but it's actually wise. And he develops that more in the second part of this chapter. And he's essentially saying, because you have believed the message of Jesus crucified, it's been shared with you and you have believed, all of a sudden, you have access to a wisdom that the world doesn't grasp. And at the end of this chapter, the very last phrase in verse 16, you have the mind of Christ. So you are wise, not because you are wise, but you are wise because you are in Jesus and you've believed the gospel, and therefore you see things differently. You are seeing things through the eyes of God. The Holy Spirit of God knows the mind of God and has revealed those thoughts to us, the thoughts of God in Jesus and in Scripture. And so, yes, in and of ourselves, we're nothing special and we don't have great wisdom in and of ourselves. But because we are in Christ and He is in us, and we have the mind of Christ, the revealed truth of God, we have a wisdom. But it's from God. It's not a wisdom that is man-made. It's not a wisdom that is innate to you or me. It's not inherent within us. It comes from God. So there is a wisdom, even if the world thinks it's foolish. So he's teaching us here, yeah, we're nothing special. What we have is because of Jesus, and our wisdom is because of Jesus. But if the world thinks it's foolish, Don't let that shake you. Don't let that mess with you, because you have the wisdom of God. They're just blind to it. They're just blind to it. And the devotional thought that really jumped out at me about all of this was in verse 6. Verse 6, where he said, we do speak with wisdom. Even though we're nothing special, we have this wisdom. It's the wisdom of God. So we do speak with wisdom among those who are mature. A wisdom, however, notice this, a wisdom, however, not of this age, of this culture, of this world, of this time, nor of the rulers, the influencers, the powerful, the in charge, the educated, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. And what he's saying, and what really spoke to me, is here's the wisdom of God, Jesus crucified. It's the wisdom of God. And because we're in Christ, we have some wisdom the world doesn't. We know the mind of Christ, the mind of God, in the way the world does. And the world thinks the wisdom of God is foolish. But Paul said, hey, they and all their wisdom's passing away. They're going to be buried someday. And their so-called wisdom will fade into the books of history. But the wisdom of God that comes in Christ, Christ is eternal. Guess what? So is his wisdom. And it's the reason Jesus over and over in the Gospels made it clear that the Word of God will never fade away. So don't be frazzled when the world thinks the wisdom of God to which you have committed yourself is foolishness. Because being in Jesus means you last. Being in Jesus means the wisdom you have from God lasts. And those in the world who thinks God's wisdom are foolish, they're going to die. And one day their wisdom will fade into oblivion. So don't worry about what they think. You just stay in Jesus and stay connected to his wisdom and to his truth. Because all that other stuff is passing away. Passing away. And will fade from history. But Jesus, eternal. And the Word of God stands forever. So, be faithful. Hey, tomorrow we'll look at, I think, what is a very important chapter 3. God bless you, and you have a good day, everybody.